She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. My now 10-year-old daughter, she just turned 10 the other day, likes to eat what the other kids are eating at school. So she'll come home and she'll say, so-and-so had this really cool yogurt and it was green and it was red. And I'm like, no flippin' way, honey, not even going to get that. And so I'm so glad to have Dr. Ginger here once again, Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. We're going to be talking about these quote-unquote all-natural yogurts that contain a lot of junk. Hello, Dr. Ginger.
Hi there. Yes, they certainly do. You know, yogurt is touted in the media as a quick, you know, healthy snack, but you really, again, have to be a label reader. And whether it says the word all-natural on the front or not, which as we've learned, is a totally unregulated term and doesn't mean anything. Some of these companies that have GMO ingredients in it can put the term all natural on the front. So just don't even, when you see that term, just don't even let it faze you. What you really need to look for is on the back, the ingredients, and you need to understand what some of these ingredients are. Now, we all, I think, are familiar with the fact that aspartame, if you see aspartame or any of the artificial sweeteners, we know that's not a good thing to find in your yogurt. But we also see red dye number 40, yellow dye number 6, blue dye number 1, and even something called carmine. Are you familiar with carmine?
I've heard the term before, but tell us more about it.
You probably remember a couple years ago because Starbucks kind of got a bad rap because in their Frappuccino, they were using carmine, which is an insect-based food dye, food coloring, that it's extracted from ground-up beetles, and they were using that in their Frappuccino, and I don't know if they've stopped using it or not, but I remember that story. And then somewhat recently, Dan and Yogurt kind of got a smack on the hand because they were utilizing that in their strawberry yogurt. I guess the carmine is like a reddish color. But it's an insect-based dye instead of a plant-based dye, which they could use, and it can often cause allergic reactions and even anaphylactic shock in people. And so you really, even in your yogurt, you can find this. And so you really have to look at the labels. And, you know, when a yogurt label says fat-free, sugar-free, zero calorie, those are not good terms. Those are like kind of clues that, hey, I better look at that ingredient list because something's not right here. So it's really, a lot of them are junk food disguised as health food.
Yeah, that's so true, especially the ones marketed to kids, which is even sadder.
Yeah, and the key term I think that people want yogurt for is the live and active cultures, so the probiotics. But, you know, you can find probiotics in so many other foods, you know, fermented foods like miso, tempeh, and natto, and you can even make some, which I'll talk about in a minute, some fermented foods on your own so you know what ingredients are in your so-called yogurt. But, you know, also keep in mind, you know, this is a dairy product, and so if you're not seeing that USDA organic label on it, then those cows most likely have antibiotics, hormones, and are probably fed with GMO corn. And so, you know, you're getting that as well. And so this yogurt that you think is healthy really isn't if you're not totally looking at every little thing in it to make sure that it's not something that, you know, that you don't want to have in your body.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I don't eat dairy, but my husband does from time to time. And he'll get, just like you said, USDA organic, grass-fed, only has fruit in it, real fruit yogurt, just
real
on occasion,
fruit,
you
right.
know, so at
exactly.
least he's, you know, no sugar, no chemicals, no nothing, it's grass-fed. And I think, you know, people want to do dairy, that's their prerogative, and I just think look for grass-fed if you're going to do any meat or dairy products. What are some of the recipes you're going to share, or some of the tips on fermenting foods?
You know, I always try to teach people worst, better, best, so they can kind of migrate through at their own pace. So the worst kind of yogurt would be these yogurts that we're talking about with all of these chemicals and, you know, chemical defoamers and high fructose corn syrup, synthetic preservatives and dyes and aspartame. So that's in your worst category. So hopefully you're not going to be buying those anymore. Your better category would be the USDA organic certified, grass-fed, no hormones added, you know, gluten-free. I know Stonyfield organic yogurt fits in that category, so that would be your better choice. Your best choice, though, would be something that you would make yourself, preferably, in my view anyway, a non-dairy source, and you can make so many foods that are look and taste and act, but don't have the bad ingredients like a yogurt or even an ice cream or milk, as we talked about before. But you can make like an almond chia yogurt. You can make a coconut like water and meat yogurt. You can make a sunflower seed yogurt. And what you do is you take any of those ingredients and you mix them in a bowl with obviously the almond seeds and chia. You would put some water in there. And then you take a supplement, a probiotic supplement, and open it up and pour the ingredients, the little caplet, into it. Then you sit it in a bowl, cover the bowl with a clean cloth, leave it overnight. And the fermentation process, the culture, the probiotics, the good stuff will start to form in there just like it does in cow's milk yogurt. And so you keep it, you keep it in a warm, not directly in the sunlight, but sort of a warm place so it can start to ferment. And the fermentation process, it's like a pre-digestion. It kind of pre-digests the food before we consume it, so it makes it much healthier for us. And it directly supplies to the digestive tract these living cultures, the good bacteria, which are key to helping break down our food and increasing absorption of nutrients. So these are good things, but you can very easily make them yourself. And so that would be in my best category.
Yeah, that makes sense. I have to say one thing that I love for a treat is a company called Attune. They have dark chocolate probiotic bar. There's no dairy. It's 68% cacao. It's really low in sugar, and it's got a ton of the good probiotics in it. And that's like, if my daughter wants some dark chocolate, it's like, why not have a little probiotics with it?
Yeah, there's so many better options.
Oh, I know.
So just when you're going to get yogurt, just read the labels and think of the worst that are best options. Now, something else that's been going on, remember the Subway fiasco with the yoga mat chemical?
Yes.
Remember that? Well, it has just been discovered that there's 10 other companies using this in their breads, buns, and pastries as well. Very common places that everyone, standard American diet kind of places like McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Burger King, Dunkin' Donuts, these Jack in the Box, Hardee's, all of these companies, their breads, many of their breads, their Texas toast, their croissants, are utilizing this chemical. And it was approved by the FDA and the USDA, but it's been linked to cancer, and there was a big brouhaha about it with Subway, and I think Subway is actually changing their recipes. So keep in mind, again, it's so hard today to purchase things because everything's got some issue with it, but this is another issue that we're facing.
Yeah, I guess it's good I don't eat bread. I don't eat at fast food restaurants. No, but it is very frustrating because when they, especially at fast food restaurants or these, maybe they're not fast food, but the kind of sit down family restaurants that are chains, they promote like we have this healthier menu, and maybe some of the things can be a little better. But if you're having still some kind of sandwich on bread, it's just negates the whole thing.
Yeah. And the interesting thing, this chemical is banned in Europe. So for example, McDonald's can't, and doesn't use it in Europe, but they use it here. And chances are it's probably because it's cheaper than the alternative, and the United States has not banned it. It's approved. And so, we've got to save money. It's always about the company, not the consumer.
It really is. I try to explain that to my 10-year-old daughter when she wants the artificials, and I tell her, they're against the law in other countries. If we're going to go to Europe, we're going to get the popsicle that doesn't have the artificial. I actually found some here. I forgot what brand it was, and I thought that's so weird because at the regular store here, they're all full of artificials, but somehow there was some that were supposed to be sent over, I guess. If they can do it here, why can't they do it here? It's so frustrating. Well, Dr. Ginger, how do we find you on the web?
Well, you can find me on all social media under The Dr. Ginger. So I'm on Twitter at The Dr. Ginger, Facebook, The Dr. Ginger. My website's The Dr. Ginger. That's how you can find me everywhere. And I'm pretty active on social media. I love to talk to everyone. So give me a shout out.
Well, we love having you here every week. Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Naturally Savvy and at Your Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.